This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president said on Wednesday an investigation had been initiated after a helicopter carrying the country's interior minister crashed into a kindergarten in a foggy residential suburb of Kyiv, killing him and about a dozen other people.
СБУ розпочато кримінальне провадження за фактом цієї.
Володимир Зеленський said the country's security service is carrying out the investigation into the crash in which a child on the ground was among the dead, according to the authorities. He said he instructed the, quote, head of security service of Ukraine in cooperation with all other authorized bodies to clarify all circumstances of the disaster. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will not seek re-election and plans to step down no later than February, she said in a televised statement on Thursday.
This summer, I had hoped to find a way to prepare not just for another year, but another term, because that is what this year requires. I have not been able to do that.
A general election would be held on October 14th, she added. Ardern's term will conclude no later than February 7th. Ardern said she believed the New Zealand Labour Party would win the upcoming election and added that a vote to elect the next Labour leader would be held on Sunday. Philippine Nobel Prize winner Maria Ressa was on Wednesday acquitted of tax evasion. Among a slew of charges she has long maintained are politically motivated, calling the verdict a victory for truth. Ressa, who shared the Nobel Peace Prize with a Russian journalist in 2021, still faces three other cases, including a cyber libel conviction now under appeal that could mean nearly 7 years in prison. This is VOA News. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in the Swiss Alpine village of Davos, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres challenged the gathering of political and business leaders to act now to create conditions for long-term solutions to global threats. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Secretary General spoke of the misery inflicted upon millions by conflict, violence, and war.
Especially the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Not only because of the untold suffering of the Ukrainian people, but because of its profound global implications.
Guterres appealed to his powerful, influential audience to help find a way to come together to bridge these divisions and restore trust. He added, the cost of inaction was far greater than the cost of action. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Croatians are complaining about steep price hikes after the country introduced the euro on January 1st. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Since Croatia started using the euro at the beginning of the year, shoppers say prices have spiked. We have all felt the price increases, says this woman. It's certainly 30% more for everything. This shopper says he's felt it too, adding that he knows people looking for new jobs to cope. Critics say the government rushed to introduce the euro amid an energy crisis and high inflation. But the government has long argued the euro will make Croatia's economy stronger and make the country more resistant to external shocks.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. In Brazil, the fallout continues from the January 8th storming of government buildings by Bolsonaro supporters. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Wednesday dismissed 13 more military officers who were assigned to the National Security Advisor's office, which is responsible for the president's security. The decision follows the removal of 40 military officers on Tuesday from the Alvorada presidential residence, as Lula expressed his distrust in the military for failing to act against supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro. Those supporters stormed government buildings on January 8th. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Chile's government on Wednesday torpedoed a controversial billion-dollar mining project due to be built near a nature reserve that's home to a rare species of penguin. Environmentalists had criticized the proposed open-pit mine and port project in the north of Chile, close to the National Humboldt Penguin Reserve, due to its potential ecological impact. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.